The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MitPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, along with Kristen Pahacek, Digital Marketing Director at Self Esteem Brands. Hey, Professor.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad you're back. And we've got a whole new year of MitPod leading up to the big MitCon conference in October. We're going to be here every couple of weeks sharing some news, some marketing tips, some innovation stuff now through October for the MitCon Marketing Innovation Technology Conference. Hold the date, everybody. It's October 28th, 29th, and 30th this year in Phoenix. So, Kristen, first of all, congratulations. You're the new chair of the IFA Marketing Committee, the co-chair.
Yes, I am very excited to be helping Sherry out on the marketing committee. And one of my primary responsibilities with you right by my side is planning MitCon. So we are deep in planning and can't wait to bring some really awesome speakers this year to MitCon 2020.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some details that we can release sometime in the next month or so as far as speakers and sessions, and registration will be open soon. While we're planning, though, I think the main thing I keep thinking about is some of the great things that happened last year at MitCon. What were some of your favorite moments?
Oh, it was such a good conference. One of my favorites was having Google there. I mean, we are so lucky to have had them there, and it was fabulous. Marissa Friedman from Google talked about age of assistance and how it's crazy, but we are researching shower curtains for hours and hours before we actually pull the trigger and buy a shower curtain. Which, I mean, 10 years ago, we were doing that for cars, but we surely weren't doing that for toothbrushes and shower curtains. So she had some really great tips on how brands can take advantage of all of that research and to uphold their reputation management in order to be in that consideration set. It was fabulous. What about you, Jack? What was your takeaway?
You know, I liked the MIT chats, which is sort of a short, powerful presentation. We had some great speakers who came out and did, what were they, about 15 minutes or so, but they really made an impact on me. There are a couple of really good ones. Brooke Budke from Title Boxing, that was awesome. She had everybody get up and throw some punches, like literally throw some punches while she was talking about business challenges. So like that kind of thing does not happen at most of these other franchise conferences that we go to. So I really like those MIT chats. I think we're definitely going to do a lot more of those this year. And I got to say too, a shout out to Tom Epstein from FPN. Yeah. I've known Tom for like 10 years. I've never seen him present before, right? I mean, when would I? He was really good. He actually almost taught me what the hell cryptocurrency is all about. So I could almost wrap my brain around it, but he was good. All of the other MitChat presenters were terrific. So I want to do a whole lot more of those this year. And as you and I discussed, this conference should be more about innovation and innovative ways to communicate these things and innovative ways to present and really engaging with audiences. So we're not going to do any typical panels, talking heads.
The death of panels.
Ugh, yep. Please. It's 2020. We really don't need four people sitting at a long table like we're in a church basement agreeing with each other. Right? Like, so no more of that. The other thing that I really liked last year from the supplier side of the franchise world that we're going to do again this year, no vendor booths. It's such a refreshing thing for suppliers and franchisors, franchisees, speakers, attendees to all, you know, just have conversations and mix and network and talk with each other and not have, you know, a room full of tabletops with brochures and folders and tchotchkes sitting on them. It's not very innovative and it's definitely not engaging. So you're not going to see those this year as well. So kudos to the IFA staff for going along with us on that.
I love it. We're breaking the mold with this conference, and you're right. It is innovation at its finest, and what we as franchisors need to know about implementing that innovation into our systems. I think the biggest thing here is that our goal is for franchisors to go home and to activate on what they learned. So
yeah.
I would call it like cautious innovation, right? Where yeah. we're talking about the new, the greatest, but also in a way that is catered to franchising and is achievable by franchisors, which is one of the reasons that I love the conference.
I remember a couple of years ago, you said to me when you were really getting involved with this conference and with the marketing committee that you've gone to a lot of marketing conferences and conventions and, you know, social media summits and that kind of stuff. And so much of it doesn't apply to someone who works in franchising because, you know, you go hear some panel with, you know, somebody from a Nike, Starbucks and Coca-Cola on the panel. And it's all really interesting stuff if you've got $1 billion budget and no franchisees and, you know, you're selling everything online or something like that. And you know, I think there's not a place outside of MITCON that is so focused on just franchising and just marketing and technology in franchising and really having something that people can go back to their office or go back home on Monday and actually do something with it and not just say, you know, gee, that was a great speaker.
Right. And I mean, Kathy Collins from Massage Envy last MITCON, I think that that was really eye-opening for me. She talked about repositioning your brand to leverage the hottest trends. And it was very innovative in the way that they were repositioning their brand, but also she's got hundreds and hundreds of locations that she has to bring along in that repositioning. And our goal for 2020 MITCON is to have some more speakers like her who are leading franchise marketing teams, having considerations around scalability, but still pushing the envelope when it comes to innovation and the hottest trends that we're seeing right now in consumer behavior and in digital technology.
And trends that reflect what's going on in franchising too. Let's talk a little bit about the information that the IFA put out just this week, or perhaps it was last week, with the new data that came out from IFA and Fran Data. Have you taken a look at that yet?
I did take a look at it, and the outlook is good. We are in the right spot being in franchising, and the growth is promising. We're growing almost 2% over the next year, so that's extremely encouraging.
And I love the idea of franchising adding, I think it was over 230,000 jobs in 2020. Yeah. That's the forecast. And if you think about it, that's a little bit more than in this booming economy, what we're adding nationwide every month. So that's literally going to be about 10% of the jobs added in this country in the next year are going to be related to franchising. 10%.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's amazing. It's a $495 billion adventure that we are on, and we're so excited and thankful to be a part of it.
And it's amazing that it's that much, it's that big of a part of our economy, and it's that much money. And the marketing side and the technology side of franchising has always been, shall we say, bringing up the rear. So I think that's one of the things that we need to change and really help marketers and technology folks in franchising innovate and you know, really grow their businesses that way.
Absolutely. Completely agree. And I think we're making really good progress. We just finished up, Jack and I, we were just talking about how we've still got the IFA main convention catch up email mess. I don't know that we're fully recovered and back to true work. We're still trying to dig ourselves out of a huge hole coming out of that conference. But man, I've never come out of a conference more motivated to do all of the things to make our franchisees super successful and to make franchising super successful.
Yeah. If you want a copy of this economic forecast from the IFA, I believe it's available on the website at franchise.org. And make sure you get a copy of that while it's still available. And I'm sure IFA will be sharing that around on social media as well. And also, if you're just returning from the IFA main convention and you've got something that you want to pitch to Kristen, please send her a whole bunch of emails.
Yes, please. Call me, schedule meetings with me, LinkedIn me, all the things.
Lots of cold calls and LinkedIn messages from people that she hasn't met. Those go over really well. Those are awesome. Please do a lot of that too.
Send me chocolate.
Now we know the secret, sending chocolate. So, cool. Anything else you're thinking about between now and MITCon? I mean, it's 8 months away. There's going to be a lot of changes in marketing. There's going to be lots of growth in franchising. Anything else that we should be looking at or keeping our eyes on as we approach this year's MITCon event?
Yeah, I think some of the big topics at MITCon, we're going to know what the political election has done in regards to media pressure. So I'm sure we'll talk about that there. We'll be in the thick of it, October 28th through the 30th. You will be in the thick of it.
Wow. Oh, think about that. We're going to be like 8 days before the election.
I know. I think cookieless environment that's going to hit us in 2022. We're going to start to see a lot of news about marketing and how marketers are going to attack the fact that they're going to be faced with a cookieless environment in just a couple of years. So I think that's a big thing. All voice search, the importance of branding, even in the digital age, is really a hot topic right now. So I know there's a lot of conversation around brands that have kind of abandoned their brand.
Oh, yeah.
In lieu of lead generation. And now they're like, we actually need branding and digital lead generation. So I think we'll probably be talking a little bit about that. And our goal is to have these speakers kind of nailed down and scheduled so that we can get the word out to all of you about the great speakers that we'll have at MITCon so you can plan accordingly.
You know what? I think next time we jump on the podcast, let's plan on talking a little bit more about branding versus lead gen. That was one of the roundtables we did this year at MITCon and got some people nice and fired up. And passions were overflowing. That was good. And I think there's a lot of people in franchising specifically that have fallen in love with lead generation because you can track every penny down to exactly what happened. And pretty soon they're not going to have a brand that anyone recognizes. And, you know, all of the lead gen in the world is not going to help if no one knows what the heck you do. So let's definitely talk about that again, okay?
Preaching to the choir. I love it.
All right, deal. We want to thank all of the participants and the people who are going to be helping us plan MITCon this year and some of the sponsors who've already signed on to help promote this event and get the word out, especially my team at Social Joey and our friends over at Answer Connect, who are sponsoring this MITPod episode. A quick message from Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone. A virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234 or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Kristen, thanks so much for being here today. Look forward to getting some things mapped out as we take this trek down the road to MITCon this year.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited and we'll be back soon with another episode, I'm sure.
And thanks to everyone for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.